First and foremost, we should try and make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for how many of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ni'mats upon us. That Allah made us insan, Allah created us first, He created us as human beings, He created us as Muslims, He created us in the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah ta'ala, He made us conscious of our deen also, and hopefully all of us have come for the purpose of reforming ourselves, correcting ourselves. And there is no end and limit to the reformation of a person. And the more a person gets reformed, the more his heart is made, the more Allah's tajalli, Allah ta'ala's nur, barakat comes into that heart. The more that person gets the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah and the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From there we go on to the next thing, and that is, what is our object of being here? And we should try and make our niyat, our object of coming here, of attending the programs, not really for ibadat. If a person really wanted to make ibadat, he could go to a masjid where there is nobody sitting, so no disturbance, no programs, nothing, and he could have made lot of ibadat. Or there are other khanqas also, where the emphasis is on ibadat, when you get encouragement to make ibadat. But here, what we have learned from our honorable and noble Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi wa Qutb Zamana, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Adamullah Fuyudahum, the main purpose is that which the Quran itself has said, that La'allakum tattaqoon. The whole exercise, the whole object, purpose is that we acquire taqwa. That is the purpose. So we should make our niyat, and that I've come here to acquire taqwa. Taqwa we have got. The basic, the first steps of taqwa is that a person, taqwa means to get saved from sin. And the very, very, the biggest sins we have saved ourselves by Allah's fazl of kufr and shirk. We are mu'mineen, we are muslimeen by the fazl and karam of Allah Ta'ala. So a great amount of taqwa we have got. But now further taqwa, that of all the farais, what Allah has made faraz on us, we are doing that. We don't leave out any faraz. We stay away from all haram, major haram, minor haram, makruh tahrimi, makruh tanzihi, everything, all what is disliked, we stay away. In other words, we try and become perfect. Perfect we will not become, that also we have to know. But that must be our goal, that we have to target to try and become perfect in everything. In our aqaid, we must see that our aqaid are correct, that is the most important. And then all our ibadat, we must correct that. Then all our mu'ashara, our dealing with fellow people, in which is mu'amalat, our financial dealings, our akhlaq, our character, all those things, adab, how the method of doing things, etc. And when a person has accomplished this, then he gets the cherry on the top, and that is the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So these are the two things that we should try and make our niyat, that I have to make my tazkiyah. Even if we don't remember, the word doesn't matter. The purification of the soul, how correct our lives, that is the most important thing. If we do that when we, yeah, while we are staying, we'll see that we stay amicably, nicely with all fellow satis. And when a person hasn't got fights on with people, then he'll find that peace and happiness within himself. And one is a fight with people physically. And many of us have fights with people mentally. Though we're not fighting with anyone, but we can't sleep, we're fighting the whole night. And we are arguing, and we are putting our points. That person also hasn't got peace. Where if we have to fight, where there we don't fight. And that is nafs and shaitan. If we fight with nafs and shaitan, it doesn't upset a person, it gives him pleasure. But when we fight with other people, there a person himself gets upset. Whether the person you are fighting with whether that person gets upset or not, it depends on his own condition, not on what we are telling him and how we are treating him. But we get upset when we fight with people. So to stay amicably, nicely is a great, great boon, a great blessing from Allah. A person who stays nice with his family, with his wife, his children, his parents, how lot of peace hasn't he got? But a person who fights for the family all the time, that person even at home he hasn't got peace. Usually the house is made, the purpose of the house and the purpose of marriage is so that a person finds tranquility, peace. And if there a person doesn't find peace and tranquility, then where is he going to find it? So therefore, we should see that all these things come into us. That if we make our islah, we will live nicely with every person. And we ourselves will get a wonderful pleasure out of it. And once a person, that is one thing, and there are only two ways of a person's life, with his fellow people and with the Creator, with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we make our islah, we have made our durustagi, we have corrected our relationship with our Creator as well. And now we will stay peacefully with even our Creator. And when Allah, and that is the most important, if Allah is pleased, then Allah makes us pleased wherever we are. If Allah is upset, Allah makes us upset, and then we are fighting at home, we're fighting at work, we're fighting everywhere, we're fighting with ourselves, and where we should be fighting nafs and shaitan, there we are not fighting. So let us try and make that, whether we're in i'tikaf, whether we are not, whether we're just coming for the programs, whatever, but our niyat must be our islah, our reformation. And in that, together with that, to find Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that we should make our object. Around that we should now plan everything else. Now all the ibadat that we'll do, all the programs that we will have, the namazes that we'll make, the taraweeh that we'll have, everything is for this year. Let us understand that it is for these two main things, which are very closely interrelated. Our tazkiyah, our purification of our soul, and to find Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala. So we should spend our Ramadan. Ramzan is going to pass. Nobody can stop Ramzan from passing. It is going to pass. It depends how we're going to pass it, whether we're going to pass it successfully or unsuccessfully. And the highest level of success is that we pass it in such a way that our islah is made, that our reformation is made, that we find Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is shouldn't be anything very difficult to understand, because love, every person knows what is love. Everyone loves something or the other. And what we love, who we love, those thoughts are always dominant. They are always more on our mind. And the most a person loves, which many a person doesn't know also, is himself. A person loves himself the most. And he loves himself so much, even more than what he might claim, his wife, or his children, or his business, or anything. For example, if there is a fire in the house, a person might say, I love my family very much. But when there will be a fire, Allah save us, mostly a person right from the beginning won't even think of anyone else. He'll just think of his own safety, because he loves himself the most. And if he's little bit, that while there isn't still so much danger, he can save somebody. He might think of somebody else, the wife or the children. But when that also comes in danger, then he'll just worry about himself. So a person has the greatest love is for himself. Even if he goes bankrupt or in anything else, and then if for that, his own honor, his esteem, his prestige, he worries about that. He doesn't mind losing money, but my honor mustn't go. So the most a person loves is himself. When Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained, a person's iman is not perfect until he does not love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, I love you more than everything, but not more than myself." So we see that is the last point where one's own self, that is where that is also still where a person is a stumbling block. And many of us, we don't even realize it, how much we love our own selves. And more than ourselves, we have to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to love the deen of Islam. We don't have to worry, if that comes, then nobody is shy to keep a beard then. Because he loves Allah and His Rasul, he loves Islam more than even the whole world can mock at him. That person will never be shy to be Islamically dressed, or, for example, to eat according to Sunnah, no matter what the environment is, how opposite the environment will be. But when we want to please other people, we want to be in their good books. We love ourselves still too much. So we have to try and bring that to us, into us, that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, Islam's love, comes into us more than even ourselves. So, and for this, where there is effort, and effort is also secondary. But first, primarily, is dua. Because it is only Allah Ta'ala who can really change us. Our efforts, what are our efforts? What effort can we make? So, this is how our duas should be. Many of us make dua for many things. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, where you ask Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, one aspect of it is, it's a month of asking, of begging from Allah Ta'ala. And we ask and beg everything. But if we didn't ask Allah Ta'ala, then we have missed the main thing. The main thing that we were supposed to ask, that we did not ask. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Hadrat Swan Khalifa Shahin Athar, he says in his beautiful poem, and when we get the opportunity of going for Hajj Umrah, read this dua at Multazam also, in Tawaf also, and ask at the Rosa, ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also to make this dua for us. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Somebody asks me, what am I asking? What is my dua? میں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں I ask Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala I want him that is the most important thing there is no problem in asking all other things but don't forget of asking Allah Allah and خدا we are hearing all the time but we are hearing all the time Judah خے دال خے becomes with a dot on top And small children, when they read, they always put the dot in the wrong place. Instead of one dot, they read two dots. Instead of two dots, they read one dot. So we also, we're hearing Khuda, but we are remaining Judah from Allah. All the time Khuda, we must be joined to Allah. But we're not getting joined to Allah Ta'ala. We're not getting connected. We are remaining Judah. That dot on top of the Kha, we are putting it under. So instead of Khuda, We are staying Judah. We are staying separate from Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Woh ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. That Allah becomes mine, I becomes Allah Ta'ala's. Yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. This is what I'm asking Allah all day and night. And even if we ask nothing of Allah, And we got Allah, we got everything. And if we got everything, but we did not get Allah, we got nothing. So Allah becomes ours, that is the main, the most important things. Yahi raat din main dua maangta hoon, ata kar de wo mujhe apni muhabbat. I beg of Allah that He grants me His muhabbat. Uske alawa main aur kuch nahi maangta hoon. If you got the love of Allah, then Allah is going to shower you with such blessings which you cannot imagine. Uske alawa main aur kuch nahi mangta hoon. Hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. And the opposite of Allah's pleasure, if Allah becomes displeased, the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, hai narazgi jiski dozakh se barkar. It is worse than the fire of Jahannam, the pleasure of Allah. And the fire of Jahannam is only the manifestation of the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, if a person is in the displeasure of Allah, he is in Jahannam here already. And all those sins on which it is mentioned, Allah's curses fall on that person. That person is in Jahannam already. And when the worst moment of a person's life is when he's sinning, when he's displeasing Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. That person is already in Jahannam. What is he waiting for Jahannam? He's already here in Jahannam. And all the sins, they lead a person to such a state, which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Hey Hatore Dilpe, hammers are pounding away at the heart. Maghze Dimagh mein khoonte hai, and there are hooks in the brains. Batao ishke majazi ke maze kya loote. Tell me, what enjoyment did you get in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? And mostly in illicit love affairs, the end result of it is this. At the beginning, shaitan makes it look rosy, very nice. But afterwards, when a person, he sees all the problems coming, then this is his condition, which Hazrat has very aptly described here. He hatore dilpe. Hammers are pounding away at his heart. That person can't find peace anymore. Maghze dimagh mein khoonte hai. And there are hooks which are gnawing at your brains. Batao ishke majazi ke maze kya loote. What enjoyment did you get in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala? Gunahgar ka alam, the lives of the sinners of Allah Ta'ala, they are full of darkness, of parishani. Or hai abrar ke alam anwar se ma'amur. And the lives of those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala, there is great light in their lives all the time. So we should what we should try and do, our tazkiyah and the pleasure, find the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that we must make our object of this month of Ramadan. For that, whatever and all ever the needs, the means are, choose all those means. All our ibadat, our dhikrullah, our du'as, the programs which will take place, all of them, they are in order to achieve this. And without the ladder, without the steps, we will not be able to reach the top. But when you're on the ladder, don't just stay there. Keep on climbing and reach the top. And appreciate the ladder, that the ladder brought you to the top. Don't discard the ladder also. It is that which brought you to the top. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in his very old age, also still used a tasbih to make zikr. People told him, you don't need the tasbih now. For what was the tasbih where you had to reach? You are there already. So he said, I feel shy. The thing that brought me till here, to discard that today. What brought me till here, I feel shy. When a person goes on a journey and he comes back home, most of the people don't just throw the tickets away. They still keep it for some time. And so to say that it is this ticket that took me for Hajj and took me for Umrah. So they don't just, without this ticket, I shouldn't have gone. Now the ticket is, so to say, useless. You can't travel with that ticket again. It's finished. It's expired. But you still want to see it. You still keep it. That this ticket took me. You keep your passport even when it's expired. This passport took me here and this passport took me there. So what took us to Allah Ta'ala, how can a person discard that which took us to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? So for that is now we come to the third point of how we should spend our month of Ramadan. That first, if we have fixed our objectives, we have made our niyat, that we are not here just to pass our time. We have made niyat of 40 days, of 30 days, whatever time, so I just have to finish my time. No, it's not a matter of finishing the time. It is to see whether I realize that objective, whether I get that objective, and that is that our tazkiyah, our reformation. And that is, according to that, how much we will have found Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And for that are all the means that we have to use. If we center everything around there, make the primary object the pleasure of Allah, our tazkiyah, then inshallah we will take part in all the programs. The programs will be meaningful to us. It will, otherwise, what can I do now? I have to sit. I'm forced to sit in the programs. I don't want to sit. So then we won't get the benefit of that program itself also. And for what that program is, that also we won't get the benefit. But if we keep in mind all the time that Ramadan is for me, for all of us, that I have to make my reformation and I have to find my Allah Ta'ala. And for that, how much more we will concentrate in our Taraweeh, in the recitation of the Quran Sharif, all our things, our dhikr when we'll make. And that person will be more concerned to try and learn the poems that are recited in the zikr and know the meanings of those poems. That person will be more concerned to know what we are reciting in our namaz, especially those things which are coming repeatedly all the time. Our thana, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, our subhana rabbiyal azim, our attahiyat, our du'a-i qunut, what is the meaning? And alhamd sharif, and then a few surahs, etc., which we commonly read, so that namaz also we understand, so the namaz also takes us towards Allah Ta'ala. Not just that we are sitting in the car, but the car must take us to our destination. Not just that we are making the namaz, but this namaz must take us to our destination. Not just that we are making the dhikr, but the dhikr must take us to our destination. Khaja Azizul Hasan Saab Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says, dhikr dhakir ko mazkur tak pahunchate hai. Dhikr takes the dhakir, the one who is making dhikr. It takes him to the mazkur, to the one that is remembered. So we are taking Allah's name, and we are taking Khuda's name, but we shouldn't be remaining juda from Allah. Okay? Just like little children put that dot in the wrong place, mustn't happen, we are still putting the dot in the wrong place. We are making so much of Allah's zikr, we are making so much of tilawat, all the dua we are making, the blessed month of Ramadan, we are making our namazes, we are making it with takbir-e-ula, Allah shukr. But all this must be not just for sake of takbir-e-ula, not just that we are making our five times namaz with jamaat, but that it should be taking us towards Allah Ta'ala. So that is the important thing. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those mu'mineen are clever, are successful, who in the namaz have got the quality of khushu. خاشعين, خَائِفِينَ قَلْبًا, the fear of Allah in their hearts, or سَاكِنِينَ قَلْبًا, قَالِبًا, and their bodies are motionless. If the heart has got the fear of Allah, automatically that body becomes motionless. Then we're not scratching here and there all the time, which our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explained so beautifully. He says when a person comes for namaz, he first goes to toilet, it doesn't itch him anywhere when he's going to toilet. He goes and make wuzu, it doesn't itch him anywhere. Finish wuzu, he comes to the masjid, it doesn't itch him anywhere. As soon as he says Allahu Akbar, he starts his namaz, now he's feeling it's itching here, and it's itching here, and then he starts scratching everywhere. And the scratching is a disease which is very contagious. When one person starts scratching, you'll see another person starts. And then another person also starts. Also the cough, which the fuqaha have written, try and control your cough as much as possible. The minute one person coughs in the jamaat, you see another person starts coughing. And then a third person starts coughing. So where we are doing wrong, we're spoiling our own namaz, we're becoming the cause for spoiling. Our cough becomes the cause of spoiling other people's namaz also. So therefore, we should try and avoid this. So that namaz. So the one is that namaz. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And if it's just namaz itself, that we just made namaz, then the Quran Sharif itself says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. If it's just namaz, there is that namaz also, which is a great destruction on the musalli, on the person who has made his namaz. And the details have come in the hadith that some of our namazes are such that they don't even go above our head. They are made like dirty rags and thrown back to us. And that namaz says, as you have destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. Your namaz makes baddua for you. So what kind of a namaz? So just namaz itself is not enough. That namaz that takes us to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So therefore all the means which we will be engaged in the month of Ramadan, for one, let us realize they are the means, they are not the objectives. And the means must be there that it takes us to our objective, to our destination. So in that way we should spend our Ramadan. There are fixed programs, take part in all of them properly. And not only bodily. Man alqa sam'a wa huwa shaheed. That we are listening and our minds are present also. Not just that we are sitting here and we are not listening and we are thinking about home, we are preparing for Eid already, we are seeing Eid mitai in front of us already, we are seeing ourselves with our families on Eid's day already from now, then the program will get finished, the day will pass, but we didn't get what we were supposed to get. Hey, where they were giving out some things, and we went there, but we were daydreaming, we just stood one side. Hey, we didn't go forward, we will get left out. Once we were going to London, to our sheikh, we were going via Dubai with Emirates, with our friend Yusuf Desai, his plane got delayed from Durban. So I was there at the Emirates counter, and I even collected my tickets from them, our tickets were with them. But I was waiting for him, and I was speaking to him on the phone, but finally they closed the counter. So I was at the counter, but I couldn't check in, I didn't check in. I told him I'm now prepared to travel on my own also, without my partner. They refused, they say the counter is closed. So like that, you can be right at the counter, but you don't check in. So we can be here in the Khanqa. We are here in the programs, but if we don't check in, we won't be on the flight. We will get left, we will be here. So therefore, it is very important that our mentally, emotionally, also we should be present. And that all will be when we realize that our object is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah we will get when our hearts are purified. Without that we won't get Allah Ta'ala. We can make all the ibadat of the world. If a person makes whole Ramzan, so much ibadat, but together with that, he's committing some guna also. As long as he's committing a guna, and there are many gunas we are in the masjid we can be committing. One outward guna is ghibat, which is very common. And therefore, try not to speak to anyone. Shaitan is such an enemy, without us realizing it, he'll make us get involved in ghibat. And you can be a silent partner in ghibat. If you are just sitting two or three friends and somebody said something bad about somebody, and you just kept quiet, but you did not say anything, you are part of that ghibat. And you are an accessory to that very major crime in guna, and you will get the same guna. So we can be here in the khanqa, and we can be suffering from this guna of ghibat. The same way, we can be here in the khanqa, we don't even mix with somebody. Shaitan will come in a different way. You are very pious, you don't mix with anyone, you just stay on your own. Look at those people, that they talking whole night, they jabbing it away, they disturbing other people. Just this thought of yours, and you have dropped from Allah Ta'ala also. Because now you are suffering from the great crime of ujub, pride, that you think yourself to be better than other people. Many people say, we don't want to sit for itikaf, or we don't want to go in Jamaat or whatever it is, because there people just make ghibat all the time. Right? We were in Barbados, Maulana Qamar al-Zamaa Sahib was also there, and we went for Maulana's program. Hadrat was a bit delayed, so all the people who are sitting there, 50, 60, 80, 100 people, they start talking. So the person with whom I went, then afterwards he said, that's why I don't like to go by Buzurgs also. Because all just sit around and they start talking and then they make ghibat all the time. Discussing this person, that person. If they are doing it, that's bad for them. But if we think I'm better, because that's why I don't go. And I stay on my own, so I save myself from all these gunas. You are in a bigger guna. It comes in a hadith sharif, a person says, halaka an-nas, people are destroyed. Look at them, what they are. Fahuwa ahlakahum. He is the most destroyed. When he thinks bad about other people, a person goes for hajj and umrah, see how shaitan, tilbis, iblis, shaitan, how he confuses us. It's very important to know this. When we go for hajj and we see how people are dressed, how they're making their namazes, how they're carrying on. Oh, what the ummah, what has the ummah come to? You have become the worst when you think like that. And this is so easy. So therefore, that's why it is said that yak zamana wa sohbati awliya, to sit even a little while in the company of the awliya, behtar sat sala ta'at beriya, more than 100 years of ibadat, ikhlas ibadat, or more better than 100,000 years of ikhlas ibadat. Because you might make lot of ibadat, but now you thought I'm better. You didn't get the company of a sheikh who taught you that never ever think you are better than the other person. And you carried on with a lot of your own ibadah. And you became very pious also, which these words, as we have mentioned, they are worth writing with gold of Jannat in our hearts. These words of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, ke nek banna faraz hai. To become righteous, pious is faraz. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. But to think that I am pious, this is haram. And this comes so easily to a person. And now he doesn't make ghibat, he's in the khanqa, he's away from all other gunas. What our family, what our business, what our friends, what we got involved in, we in the beautiful environment of the masjid, the month of Ramadan. And now here also we could mix with friends, and we took up that extra courage, we don't speak much. Only what is necessary, and now we saved ourselves from ghibat. Shaitan still is not going to leave us. Now he'll come and tell us, you are very pious, and you are better than all the others. And there he destroyed you more worse than those who are involved in other gunas also. This pride is one of the worst diseases, one of the worst crimes and sins, pride which comes in a person. So therefore, an alim who becomes an alim, he gets himself from jahalat. What a great blessing of Allah. No more ignorance. But then shaitan will come. You're an alim. These are all jahil, juhal. What they know? You are a great alim. You know well. Shaitan hit you in this way again and under the belt. And he'll hit you so down, by the count 9 also you won't be up. You just won't get up after that again. So therefore, shaitan is our arch enemy. We have to be very careful. So we should be careful where the shaitan should not attack us, and he should not defeat us in this way. Attack he is going to do, but let him not get the upper hand over us. So therefore, we first make our niyat. Let us realize my object. What is my object in life? And Ramzan is the ideal occasion for that, to find my Allah, to recognize my Allah in the love of Allah. And Allah will come in my heart, even if I have recognition. Shaitan, the amount of ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala he had, nobody else had that ma'rifat. So much of ma'rifat he had, when Allah was very angry with him. At that time also he said, Rabbi anzirni. Oh Allah, give me chance to live till the day of what a dua he made. Not Umre Nuh, which we usually feel is impossible. What a dua, not the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, 900 years, 950 or more than that. But he asked that till the day of Qiyamah give me life. And which time? Not when Allah was very happy with him, when Allah was very angry with him. But he knew Allah is not that being whose anger overpowers him. That Allah in his anger, Allah doesn't know what he's doing. Allah, that is, وَتَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, which we also have to try and achieve. That even when we should not be out of our senses. How many people give talaq when they're angry? What happens? So you fire a shot when you're angry. You give such a slap when you're angry. What and what don't you do? Road rage. What is road rage? And what it leads to? Small little thing. But at that time you couldn't control yourself. I had to show him a point. He wants to go in front of me. I'll make sure I go in front of me. Whatever it is, that road rage, what is this? We couldn't control our anger. So shaitan, he had so much ma'rifat of Allah, he knew when Allah is so angry, I can still make my dua. And Allah even accepted his dua of that time. And he's staying till the day of Qiyamah. So that also from here let us learn that just a long life is not good enough. And just that our dua is accepted is not good enough. Shaitan's dua is accepted. More it was accepted till Qiyamah, he's making more guna. He's getting the wabal of all other people. If he had a short life, he should have made short guna for the few years. But now he asks for a life till Qiyamah. And till Qiyamah, not only is he making the biggest gunas, how many billions of people, and all that gunas are coming on him also. So we should be careful with our duas also, what duas we make. That is also very important. Anyway, in this month of Ramadan, let us make our niyat that I have to find my Allah, the marifat, recognize Allah. And that is not enough. Then to shaitan recognized Allah, but he didn't get the love of Allah. He did not love Allah, and he did not find the love of Allah. From here, let us understand yet another very, very important point also. One is zahid, a khushk, a person who abstains from dunya. He doesn't even halal things, very, very little he eats. He doesn't even indulge in dunya, nothing. No gunas. He doesn't mix with people. That is a zahid, abstain, nothing to do with dunya. But he's a dry zahid. He hasn't got love in him. Become a Sufi atar. A Sufi with love of Allah. And you have got emotions. Some people don't have desires. They don't have emotions. They are very logical. Everything must be by the book, by the law, by the rule. Everything goes by the rule. There is nothing of emotions in their life. And they can't make any exceptions also for anything. Everything must be by the rule. That is a zahid, a khush, a person, lot ibadat, first every time, takbir-e-ula, he'll never miss it. He's all his ibadat, 100%, but there's no love in that ibadat. A wife that works like a robot, everything she does, but she's got no emotions for you, no feelings for you. And a wife that she makes mistakes also, but she has got love. She expresses her love also. What a difference between the two. So don't become a zahid, a khush. That was shaitan. That he had the marifat of Allah, but he didn't have Allah's muhabbat. Which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, of the four ayns, he had three. He was such an alim that the finer details of the shariat of every Nabi, he was aware of that. He had so much of knowledge. The juziyats, the finer points, not the big, big masalas only, but even the finer points, the fine print, he knew all of every Nabi. He knew the shariat so much he knew. Such an abid, there wasn't a span of place anywhere in the heavens or the earth where he did not make sajda. And so much ibadat he made that his name was kept on the scale, the wazan of the farishta. Mikael, Israfil, Jibreel, and his name, Azazil. His name was kept on that pattern also. And he wasn't a farishta ever. But he was so much ibadat and so much in the company that he was thought to be a farishta. So where was he? So he was an alim, he was an abid, and he was an arif. He had so much marifat of Allah Ta'ala. Only thing that he was lacking, he did not have ishq, love of Allah Ta'ala. So the love of Allah, what Allah's marifat, we have to have the love of Allah. We all have marifat, knowledge of a certain person. For example, now a Shaykh, Hadrat Hakim Sahib Damir, many of us, we know him by name. We know him a bit further. Some of us might have met him. But we haven't got that connection close. So marifat we have got, but we haven't got the love of him. Many of us, with our Shaykh, our own Shaykh, we are bay'at, but we haven't still got the love of the Shaykh. We know the Shaykh, we understand him, we know him, his name, we know where he lives, we know what he does, but we haven't got the love. Love is a thing that... So ask Allah for his love also. That we know which Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, Tere jaanne wale sari dunya. The whole world knows you, O Allah. Tere maanne wale sari dunya. The whole world believes in you. Even an atheist believes in Allah. Like that he denies. He says he doesn't believe. But under cross-examination, he has to admit that he also accepts that Allah is there. Nobody can deny Allah. Allah is such a being, and all that mainly Allah wants to accept him, which is in you. Allah gave us that capital, and you got it in you, the belief in Allah. But now just remove all the dust from on top, all the dirt and rubble, and let that belief shine out. So anyway, tere maanne wale saari dunya, tere jaanne wale koi nahi, magar do char. But those who know Allah are very, very few. So to know Allah and then to find the love of Allah, that, and that will come according to our tazkiyah, our purification. So make consciously, make that our niyat for this month of Ramadan. That this month my Eid will be if I found my Allah and if I corrected my heart. That will be my Eid. My Eid is not just to finish my 30 days. My Eid is not just to be back with my family and having chicken and biryani again on Eid day. My Eid is if I found Allah and I found the love of Allah and I've purified my heart. For that, all the means that will be there, all the programs which are fixed and unfixed programs, my own time, spare time, I must not start making bad ghumani, thinking bad about people. I must not start making ghibat, backbiting about people. Whatever else, all the evils, we know what are wrongs basically. And inshallah we'll discuss also more how much Allah gives us to. We will discuss it and we can see. But that is how we should spend this month of Ramadan. If we spend it in this way, then our Eid will be Eid. And our Ramadan will be a great storage for us for the Akhirah. We know that they are all business people. December they do business. But some of them are very happy at the end of December because they made so much. They didn't rest also. They worked hard. Their stocks got sold out. They didn't tell the customers, what can I do? Stocks are sold out. They are sure. That is a businessman. He doesn't have to ever say stocks are sold out. His stocks are put back again and not just put in the storeroom. That's not a businessman who's got, he doesn't know what's in his storeroom. Or he knows it's there, it's not on the shelves. Or it's on the shelf, it's not priced. Or there isn't somebody to serve the customer. So this month of Ramadan, what is December? Nothing compared to this month of Ramadan. What we can get, but let us also see that our stocks are there. Enough we have got, and that we are ready for the month of Ramadan. So even our spare time, we don't have to make it a burden. Allahu Akbar. When we were in Barbados, on a Qamr al-Zamasab, one very beautiful thing he said, amongst other things, he said that when a person becomes old, now he becomes weak, he can't do so much amal now. For him just to get off the bed, well, it is a big job now, he's old. So he says, start making the amal of the heart. That is very easy. Make your niyat, make du'as. And all according to that, Allah will give you now. So even when we are just resting also, let our heart make ibadat now. We're just lying down, making dua, not formal dua, just lying down. Ya Allah, whoever has got a problem, remove his problem. How happy Allah will be with that person. Ya Allah, any person who hasn't got food today, who hasn't got a shelter, husband, wife are fighting, a person who lost his job, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Just think this lightly. And you are making a great, great, great ibadah. While you are lying down, nobody knows. Instead of thinking of other bad things and that, and you destroying yourself, you just think of these things. So how valuable can't we make? And the month of Ramadan, these things become just these thoughts which are from the heart. And you are making dua to Allah. You're not picking up your hands. Your eyes are closed. You are lying on your back. You are lying on your side. And in that way, you fall asleep. Ya Allah, give every person mort on iman. Let him give him the mort of shahadat. And you fall asleep. What a great ibadat you are in. So ibadat is not difficult. It is very easy. And to make our 24 hours ibadat. But all this comes from sohbat. If we stay in the company of the awliya, of the righteous, then we will learn this. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Sare alam mein akhtar ki yahi hai aho fuga. That in the whole world, I'm just crying and pleading to the people, Chand roz khoon e tamanna se khuda mil jaye. Just for a few days, make this practice. Do go through this course for a few days, and you'll find Allah. And when you have found Allah, you set for life then. Not only for life, your maut, your qabr, your qiyamah day, your jannah, everything you set. And to find Allah is not so cheap that without making effort you're going to get it. And Allah is not so expensive or so rare or so hard to get that you make effort and Allah, you don't get Allah. No, you make your effort for the correct intention, correct effort, and you will get Allah. Everyone will get Allah. You don't have to be an alim, a hafiz or anything. Everyone, and when you got Allah in your heart, you have got everything. May Allah make this month a means that we find Allah, and for that purify ourselves and use all this means, and time besides that also use it correctly. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.